Hey guys, great to see you tonight. I know I missed XS, missed seeing you guys. I hope you had a great holidays. My name is Matt. It's great to see some new faces here tonight. I think I even almost thought we had a new leader. I didn't recognise the big Matty Preston with his moustache. Anyone seen him here tonight? Give him a shout out. Love the Mo. I fear the Mo. Look forward to playing your basketball tomorrow, Matt. So to kick off term three, we're going to be looking at a series called Looking at How God Uses Ordinary People to Do Extraordinary Things. So I'm really looking forward to that. So we might get stuck into that tonight. So there's some people in the world that have done some pretty extraordinary things. I might get the first one up on the screen. This guy, his name is Joey Chestnut. He is a competitive eater and he holds the record for the most hot dogs eaten in 10 minutes. He has eaten 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes. I do not know how that fit in his stomach. I don't reckon I could eat 7 hot dogs, let alone 74. What an absolute champion. A second one, who loves binging Netflix or movies? Who loves a good movie marathon? I wanna do a poll here. Who reckons they've watched 5 hours straight of movies before? Anyone reckon they've done that? Leave your hand up if you've done maybe more than eight hours in a row. All right, a few. Anyone reckon they've done more than 10? Oh, a few hands. Anyone reckon they've done more than 15 hours in a row? Oh, Nick's close. What? So there's a guy in New York back in 2016 called AJ who broke the record of watching TV and movies straight. He watched 94 hours straight of TV and movies. Such the toll on his body, his heart rate was racing as if he was running and he started hallucinating right at the end. He didn't know what he was watching. What an incredible achievement, pretty extraordinary. Our last guy is a guy called Richard Abad. So he is a marathon runner. If you don't know what a marathon is, it's 42.2 kilometres long. I ran one back in May, the first time. I had to get that in there somewhere. One of the hardest things that I've ever done, and this guy, Ricardo, decided that he would run 500 marathons in consecutive days. So for 500 days straight, he ran 42.2 kilometres while still working 8 hours a day. So he would work for 8 hours and then he would run a marathon. I don't know how he recovered. I've got a really quick video of me trying to walk back to the car after my marathon. We'll see if we can get that on the screen. That was up there with the most pain I've ever been in, cramping quads, cramping hamstrings. So these are some pretty extraordinary people, or maybe you think it's not that extraordinary, but there are definitely people in the world that you might look at that have done some extraordinary things. And I don't know how it makes you feel. Maybe it makes you feel like you're a little bit ordinary, that there's nothing special about you. If you were an ice cream flavour, you'd be vanilla, none of this salted caramel. You may feel maybe as not as talented as the others around you. Or maybe you've been reading through the Bible and you're looking, wow, these people have done some extraordinary things. I don't know if God would ever do that in my life. I want to tell you how you view yourself. If you view yourself as ordinary or you think that other people think that about you, that is not what God thinks about you. Whether you know God a lot, a little, or not at all, I believe God loves you. That he created you, that you are unique, you are special. It says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And I believe that that God sees us, that he is able to do extraordinary things through us, through our lives. I want you to know that tonight, and that's what God thinks. So we're going to look at a guy, Peter, in the Bible, that was a pretty ordinary dude that lived 2,000 years ago, old mate Pete. He lived on earth while Jesus was around. He was a fisherman. Back in that time, being a fisherman was probably one of the most ordinary jobs that you could get. It was pretty common. It was a very male-dominated job. They were pretty manly men. They were not educated, so they hadn't gone to school or anything like that. There's all different colourful language that would have been thrown around at the time. They were known for hot tempers and the words that they would use. And Peter's life was pretty ordinary until he met someone very extraordinary. And we're going to pick that up in Matthew chapter 4, 18 to 22. So this is a book in the Bible. a great name for a book of the Bible, Book of Matthew. And this is written by a guy that was actually one of Jesus' disciples, one of his close companions that was with Jesus while he had his ministry on earth. And this is, we'll pick it up from verse 18. Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee. He saw two brothers. There was Simon, his other name was Peter, who we're looking at tonight, and Andrew, his brother. They were putting a net into sea, for they were fishermen. Jesus said to them, "Follow me. I will make you fish for men." At once they left their nets and followed him. The book of John, another book in the Bible, tells that Peter had met Jesus before. But this is an incredible story of how Peter's ordinary journey turned into something extraordinary. At this one step, that this first initial step of faith that Peter took, he was a fisherman. That was his job. That's what he knew. That's everything that he was familiar with was being a fisherman. And it says in this verse that at once he stopped. He left behind his job to follow Jesus, to trust in him. And if we think about it, Peter then became one of Jesus' disciples. So one of his 12 closest mates that he turned to, that he empowered, equipped to go out and share the good news. And Jesus chose Peter. He chose a fisherman, a pretty ordinary dude. I think this shows us that Jesus isn't looking for the who we may see as the most special, the most extraordinary, but God can actually use anyone. And so we're going to take another look at a story of Peter a little bit later on in his life. And maybe some of you have heard this story before, but it's talking about Peter taking a very literal step of faith. But before we do this, we might watch a video that sort of sets the scene of what we're about to read later in the book of Matthew. All right, when I first saw that, I cacked up laughing. So I obviously have a different sense of humor to you guys, so that's fine. I thought that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. This lady's going along thinking that she's eating her breakfast, and then one second she's stepping straight into the pool. We're going to look at someone that did this a little bit more successfully. We're going to pick this up from Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 31. You can follow along on the screen as I read. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it is you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand, caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" We read through this story, and some of you may have heard this story before, and you sort of can be a little bit desensitized to this. Like, what an incredible story. We're talking about someone walking on water, Jesus walking on water, and then one of his followers doing that. And don't get caught up on this idea of wrapping your head around walking on water. Like, I believe Jesus, this same person, the same God, actually created the world. Creating the world is maybe a little bit of a harder thing than walking on water. But let's look at Peter and his response. He asks Jesus if it is him, and he actually gets out of the boat. In this story, he gets out of the boat and takes a step of faith. I want you to say to the person next to you, "Get out of the boat." Fantastic. So Peter, he got out the boat. And I reckon when he got out of that boat, I don't know what you'd be thinking right then and there. You're taking that first step, hoping that you don't do what that lady did just then, not knowing 100% what is going to happen. That Peter took this step, not knowing what was going to happen next. Yes, he had trust in God, but he didn't know how it was going to happen. And taking a step of faith in our lives, we don't actually have to know everything. We don't need to know exactly what's going to happen next. We don't have to feel like we have to be able to do it all ourselves. We don't have to know exactly how things are going to turn out to take a step of faith. And I don't think Peter knew everything when he left his job as a fisherman that he was probably comfortable with to follow Jesus in his life. And the same as when he stepped out of that boat. And there are situations in our lives, and you might be facing something right now that you don't know how it's going to turn out or what the future is going to hold. But we can read in Hebrews 11, verse 1. It says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance of what we do not see." Stepping out in faith is actually having confidence in Jesus, not knowing everything of what's going to happen next. And maybe you're going through a challenging situation now, but it's actually not about knowing what's going to happen next, but it's actually knowing who Jesus is and what he is like and actually trusting in him and relying in him no matter what. We as Christians, as followers of Jesus, we may not know what the future holds, but we do know who holds the future, and that's Jesus. If we look at Peter, he left the comfort of the boat. If you're fishing or in a boat, it's a lot more comfortable being in the boat than out of the boat. And he took a step, and I want us to think about it tonight, that taking a step of faith sometimes gets us actually outside of our comfort zone. And in life, pretty much you see like ads of like Snuggies and things like that. Like there's so many things that we can buy and things like that that actually are for our comfort. And so much of our life is trying to stay comfortable. But sometimes I believe that God is actually calling us to more. He's calling us out of our comfort zone. He's calling us to get out of the boat, to take a step of faith. I know for some of you, starting high school, that was something outside of your comfort zone. Maybe you went to a school that you didn't know anyone. You were in a place that you hadn't been to before, and you're trying to find classrooms. You're trying to make friends. And that is actually, at first, that's really outside of your comfort zone. But it's actually an opportunity to grow and to mature. And I know, when you're trying to get into a pool, like, you know, when you're at summer, you're going for a swim with your friends, and that first little time you dip your toe in and it's like, ooh, it's really cold. And then you're sort of like, you're thinking about it, you're like egging yourself on. You're like, all right, I'm going to jump in. And then you jump in and you almost give out a little scream as the shock of the cold water hits your body, and you immediately maybe a little bit uncomfortable. But then like 10 seconds later, you're like splashing around, doing whatever. Your friend's outside still trying to get into the pool, and you're splashing them. It's almost like you're thinking to yourself, you can't remember actually what it was like to be uncomfortable after you've actually taken that initial step. You've broken through that initial barrier, and sometimes that's what we need to do. If we look back at this story of Peter walking on water, I think Jesus was also teaching him a lesson that Peter needed Jesus. Heck, he wasn't going to, I want to know if later on down the track without Jesus, Peter ever just went, you know what, I'm going to try this again and see what actually happened. Maybe try that. But I think Jesus was teaching him in this that Peter actually needed Jesus in this situation. There's no way he was going to walk on water by himself. But when he did this, he stepped out, and it says, the incredible thing it says, then Peter, from verse 29, it says, "Come," Jesus said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came toward Jesus. How crazy is that? But then what happened next? He saw the wind, he was afraid, and began to sink. He realized that he couldn't do this with his own strength, and he was looking at himself, and he actually took his eyes off Jesus, and he was struggling. And there can be situations in our lives, the waves, the wind, the things that make us afraid and actually take our eyes off Jesus. It might be just the idea of stepping out in faith makes us afraid, or maybe the situations like sickness, struggle, things like that, that actually take our eyes off Jesus. And we actually need Jesus in our lives to take a step in faith and actually tackle life. But then we look at Jesus. So Peter has taken this step of faith. He's got out of the boat, and now he's starting to struggle. He's actually starting to sink. And what does Jesus do? He doesn't stand back there and watch him as he's doing it. It says immediately, I reckon as Peter literally went down a centimeter, Jesus' hand reached out and caught him. That there with no hesitation, Jesus came to Peter's rescue. And he actually does the same with us. When we get out the boat and we actually take a step of faith, we have a God, a Jesus, that is actually supporting us, ready to catch us. So I want to ask you tonight, what would it look like for you to take a step out in faith, to get out of the boat? For some of you, it might be just as simple as maybe sharing your faith with someone, not knowing how they respond. Could even just be inviting someone to youth or church. Or maybe there's something you know that you've been praying, or you've just been feeling a prompting on your heart. God's been telling you something, or just and you've got this feeling that there's something you need to do. Take a step of faith. Maybe it's that decision you've got to make. Or maybe it's that thing you've got to start. And God's actually prompting you tonight for you to actually take a step of faith. It might be that you're in year 12 right now and you are terrified of what the future holds. You have no idea what's going on next. You've got all your friends. They know what they're doing. They know the degree they're doing, but you don't know what the future holds. Maybe for you, stepping out in faith is actually going, you know what, I might not know what's going happening next, but I'm going to trust in you, God, no matter what. Another one, it might be just be that you're actually facing a situation where you have no idea what the future holds. Maybe it's a relationship breakdown. Maybe it's sickness. Or maybe it's just another struggle. It's a situation that you don't know how this is going to play out. And maybe tonight you need to actually take a step of faith to actually surrender that to God and go, God, I can't do this on my own. I don't know what to do, but I'm actually going to step out and I'm going to let you intervene into that. And Peter knew the truth, knew this truth in his life that he could rely on Jesus when he stepped out in his faith. And he was able to do some extraordinary things. But one thing that he was able to do this because he spent time with Jesus. A little bit later in his life, Peter, after Jesus has gone back to heaven, this ordinary fisherman dude, he was now the first leader of the early church. He's gone from this humble beginnings as a fisherman to now leading the church after Jesus had gone. And we can read from Acts 4:13. It says, when they saw the courage, the people that Peter was speaking to, when they saw the courage of Peter and John, and they realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished. And they took note that these men had been with Jesus. These people were looking at Peter and they were looking at him like, wow, this guy is incredible. He can do such amazing, extraordinary things. But then they're also like, wow, this guy's unschooled. He hasn't gone to school or anything like that. How is he actually able to do that? How is he able to have the courage to step out in faith? And then it says in that last bit, they took note that these men had been with Jesus. That Peter was actually able to do extraordinary things because he had spent time with Jesus. He began to know what Jesus was like. He knew that Jesus loved him and loved him no matter what. Like we can see people in the Bible, we can put them up on a pedestal and think that they're perfect. Peter was so far from being perfect. There's one story where the guards are about to arrest Jesus and Peter whips out a sword and chops off the guy's ear. Like that is as far from following Jesus as you can get almost there. But Jesus forgave him and it shows that no matter what Peter did, Jesus would not let him down. Peter, from his time with Jesus, knew what Jesus was capable of and that he would support him through everything. And although Peter would step out in faith and maybe not know what the future held, he knew that he had a God to back him in that. And we can actually do the same thing in that we can actually spend time with Jesus. And although we may not have Jesus in physical form right now, we can spend time in prayer. Prayer can be such like a churchy word, but prayer is just speaking to God as you would speak to anyone else. And just to give you a situation, sometimes there's times where I'll even pray and I'll be like, God, I don't know what's going on. And I'll just pour out my heart. And that's what God's calling us to. He's calling us to relationship with him. For some of you, it might just be reading God's word and allowing that to speak to you. Maybe you hear us talk a lot about this guy, Jesus, and maybe you don't know who this Jesus guy is. I really encourage you to open the book of Matthew, what we've been talking through today, and actually read about Jesus. Find out about the account of his life. And maybe you haven't read in a while. I want to challenge you with, how does it look for you to spend time with him? I just want to finish with this, just a bit of a challenge for you tonight. That are you willing to get out of the boat, to actually take a step of faith and to trust God in your life? And I believe that he can do extraordinary things in our lives when we give him the ability to do that. And I want to give you an opportunity to respond in and take a step out of faith right now. And maybe it might start to be a little bit uncomfortable, but there's something powerful about physically actually acting out what's actually going on in the inside. And I want to, it might be a step of faith for you tonight. Maybe it's for the first time to actually trust God with your life, to acknowledge that maybe there's something missing and you want to accept Jesus's love for the first time. Or it could be that even that you're feeling prompted in what I was saying before. Maybe you felt like there's something on your heart to serve somewhere, to do something, to make a decision some way, and you've been putting it off because you've been afraid, you've been doubting, or maybe even reconciling some sort of relationship. You're thinking it's too hard. But I wanted to challenge you tonight to take a step of faith in that. And just the last one is that it might be that just you're not too sure of what the future holds. It could be around that, the future, your direction for your life, or it could even be around a situation that you're facing right now that you feel like there is no way out. And maybe a step of faith for you tonight is to actually say, God, I don't know what's going on, but I know you are the one that holds my future and I'm going to back you in tonight. And so in a moment, we're going to do something a little bit different, and I'm going to give you a chance to step, to get out of the boat and to actually take a step of faith. And I don't want this to be about what your friends are doing around you. I want you to just to consider this in your own life, and maybe God's prompting you in your heart tonight. But we need something different. If this is you tonight, in a moment, I'm going to get you to actually not just to stand. Why don't you get you to stand on your chair to actually take a step of faith and to actually say, God, I trust you with this. I trust you with my life. I trust you maybe with a situation. I trust you with direction. So I'm just going to give you a few seconds to do that, and then I'm going to pray for you and we're going to sing. I don't care if no one stands at all. This is just between you and God. So if that's you tonight, I want you to take a step of faith and stand to your feet and stand on your chair and say, God, you are Lord of all. All right, let's pray. Dear God, I just thank you for who you are. I thank you that you are a faithful God. I thank you that when we step out of faith, that you meet us where we're at, that you are there to catch us when we fall. I just pray over people's lives here tonight. Pray for those struggling with direction. I pray for surrender tonight. I just thank you that you are a God that has plans to prosper and not to harm, to give a hope and a future. And I just pray peace in Jesus' name over each and every one of us here tonight. I just thank you and praise you, God, for the community that we have here at Access. I pray for support and those that have made steps of faith tonight. And we just give everything to you, and we praise you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.